Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. They suck the blood of the poor and the wipe their mouth. The last gasp of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house, where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Where you can put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
That's the essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.
You gotta get the clapper.
There we go. There we go. Clap it up. Clap it up. Clap it up. Yeah, let's get our claps in, man. Let's get our claps in for the culture. For the culture. I hear nothing. I hear like very low. Like I hear myself, but I hear the claps.
Well,
like very
low. We applaud. Oh,
I can't hear you.
Can't hear me?
Nah.
What the fuck?
Well, can you want to?
I hear you though. Maybe
you hear me.
I hear you. I don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
So I don't know. Something's happening in here. I don't know. Hold up.
So maybe if you put that little green thing on there. Yeah. Now I hear everything. Yeah. All right. Let's get it popping. Welcome. Oh, my camera's back over here. Welcome to This Week in White Supremacy. My name is Jasiri X. I am the co-founder and CEO of One Hood Media. It's just us today.
It's just us.
But it's still special.
It is always special.
Because the return. Back in the bird.
Smelling like a vacation.
I tried. It's a miracle.
Those nails are killing me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Halloween
Something
nails
new,
in full effect.
Yeah.
Yes.
And my brother, how are you?
It's your boy, Trouble NLS. Yes. I've been going through some changes, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Life has been an interesting little roller coaster for me, but today is a Scorpio new moon. I'm going to take it easy.
Got you.
It's going to be way too emotional to be trying to do anything crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, we're actually going to talk about changes being made.
Okay.
Some other rappers going through some changes. Right. My brother.
Yeah.
But NLS. And
here we go.
Yeah. The revolutionary but gorgeous. The velvet voice villain. Mm. The militant and marvelous. The toxic one from Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The perpetually plexed.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
All of that.
Supervillain Saeed, full-time supervillain, part-time hater.
You know? All right. Yeah, well, we're here now. And so
let's go, man.
Yeah, it is. I think I was happy.
The MAGA Muslim.
ready to rep for Dr. Oz today. Don't you pull out no Dr. Oz.
Man, listen.
Dr. Oz swag.
The debate tonight, man.
Yeah,
that's going to be mad.
It's going to be.
Well, I mean, it'll be in the past by the time you like.
But it should be a spectacle. But I was happy that last week, you know, we went with our interview, which I thought was really good. You know, we didn't do a live kind of in time show last week.
Right.
We went with the interview with Dave Mays, founder of The Source Magazine, and Bakari Katwana, former editor in chief of The Source Magazine, and kind of about hip hop journalism. Because it was like we didn't have to like talk about Kanye again,
but yet here we are.
And isn't this what he wants?
Yet
right?
Again,
isn't this what he wants? So you know, we as soon as we woke up this morning, sat down, the news broke that you know Adidas finally, after much pressure, and it was a lot of folks, you know, from all walks of life, that were kind of saying to Adidas to drop Kanye West, specifically kind of utilizing a clip that Kanye said on Drink Champs where he actually says, I can say anti-Semitic things and Adidas can't drop me.
I can say anti-Semitic shit and Adidas can't drop
me. Right, which is...
I can say anti-Semitic shit
crazy. Right.
And Adidas can't drop me.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. And it's like and then that led to some actual Nazis going in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. like... hanging a banner off, I believe, the 405 freeway saying Kanye was right about the Jews.
Did they come from Huntington Beach? Because that tends to be where they all are.
Huntington Beach is. But, you know, like, I think some of these places, right, you go to L.A. and you think, oh, Los Angeles isn't racist, but you see, nah, hey,
what? Yeah.
White supremacy everywhere you go?
Mm-hmm. Especially when you get outside of L.A. Like, people think California is just like this utopia.
100%.
This progressive utopia. Nah, California is still...
San Bernardino, some of those places, you know, especially Orange County.
Netflix lied middle, to us.
What you say?
Netflix lied to us because everybody thinks San Bernardino is like this romantic utopia.
Not at all.
That's where you go to get, like, jumped in.
Full-on
race war.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
so,
and then you got to take into account how California even got there in the first place.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, did we forget about the gold rush?
Man, yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
All Manifest those, destiny.
Those indigenous folks that were there. I mean, So now we're here where, you know, like I said, like actual neo-Nazis saluting, you know, doing Hitler salutes, like embracing Kanye.
Which is,
You have, you know, Balenciaga dropped Kanye. Of course, he ended his Gap partnership. Supposedly, Def Jam released Kanye and his whole Good Music group. And so now we're here. And the final
Up the bag for everybody,
the,
man.
The final shoe drop.
The final shoe drop, yeah, man.
With Adidas saying, come on, bro, give me a little. With Adidas saying, you know, they're done. So, I mean, I guess what do we think about, you know, these last couple weeks of Kanye? And, man, I mean, like, I don't really care where Kanye goes specifically, but, like, where do we go as a culture in wake of this? Miracle?
I'm going to sue Kanye for all this mental distress his antics are causing.
Take a number.
True.
I believe that he is not mentally ill, that he is calculated.
Yes.
Every time he goes on one of these rants or streams of consciousness, it happens after he has a horrible negotiation or something doesn't go his way.
True.
So this latest round was, you know, him fighting with Gap.
Yes.
Over, you know, their creative direction. He's been fighting with Adidas forever, and they're talking about they're going to keep his intellectual property.
Correct.
And so he was like, what can I do to get myself out of these contracts?
Right.
I don't think he realizes that his behavior also opens up him up to litigation. And even though he's dropped, the companies can still sue him for like loss of wages.
Absolutely.
So we'll see what's happening. But I also think that Kanye has always been a person who sees himself as a white man, not necessarily wanting to be a white man.
True.
But all of his front-facing conflicts has come because people don't treat him the way he thinks he should be treated as a white man.
Yes.
And, you know, from you don't have the answer sway to, like, his fight with Virgil, thinking that Virgil got a better deal than he did.
Yeah.
That's how I perceive this whole entire situation, that it's to calculate. Like, if you ever been with someone who's, like, passive-aggressive and they do the one thing to, like, make you push them away.
This is what Kanye is
doing. It's like, you're not going to walk. I'm not going to walk away from you.
Right.
You're going to force me out of your life.
Right.
And this is how it works.
I'm going to do that thing. And it's fascinating because in his conversations, one of the things he actually said, like, one of the things that he kept repeating, and if you watch the interviews, and I subjected myself to watching these interviews, so you all wouldn't have to.
I mean, I watched the Drink Champs one.
But one of the things he was like, I'm the spirit of Robert Kardashian. This was like one of the things that he kept saying, like that he's the spirit of, you know, Kim Kardashian's father, who's a white man, right? And then he actually talked about that the white male voice is being silenced right now. This is one of the clips where he said that
Killer Mike said the same shit.
And that's fascinating, right?
I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. I mean, right. Because he's saying this on Piers Morgan's platform, right?
Killer Mike said it on The Breakfast Club.
Chris Cuomo's platform, right? And it's like you're saying, like, at a time where, like, you know, there's, I mean, all you see, you know, I mean, we saw this kind of 2020 uprising, but it didn't change the boardroom. It didn't change who the CEOs of these companies and corporations are. These are still white men running this show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so the idea that, like, white men can't say anything now because you're literally asking them, hey, respect me, right? Don't be racist to my face, right? Don't be misogynistic, right? Don't be homophobic, transphobic, anti-Semitic, and anti-black. And because white men have been able to do that their whole lives, right? They've been able to harass women and lock the door. Oh, don't do that anymore.
The Matt Lauer button.
Right, right. Now you're silencing me, but here's Kanye again. Like, why are you... And he actually said in the Drink Champs interview, this is one of the things, the Clippers, y'all Instagram editors, and right. I want to get to that a little bit later, he actually said they're using black trauma to silence the white voice. As if, but Kanye actually believes, like, George Floyd was some conspiratory setup, right? Yeah. Mm. He actually believes, so it's like all of these police brutality things that we've seen taking place, including, of course, in Pittsburgh, Antoine Rose, that was on video. Oh, those videos are being used to, like, silence white people. Like, we're actually going out here asking to be shot down and killed by police. And so just simply us asking for justice, again, these are Nazi talking points. These are white supremacist talking points that he's getting from Candace Owens. So it's no surprise that then real Nazis embrace what you say and then use you as a rallying cry. So that point that you make, Miracle, about him seeing himself as a white man, last thing I'll say, and I'll move on to Farouk in Trouble, is he talks about, he kept saying in an interview, he was jealous of Jewish people, right? He's jealous of white people because they have this position that he wants. And so, like you said, he wants to be treated as if he has this position, you know, but he doesn't have that position. So that's why he said, one of the reasons why he made such anti-Semitic statements, because supposedly he's, quote unquote, jealous of the position that Jewish people have. He's mad that black people are killing one another, although you've never really done any organizing around that issue. If you're mad about it, you're Kanye West. You have this huge platform. You have according to you, you're the richest black man in America since Mansa Musa. Why don't you use your incredible wealth, talents, and platform to do something about the place that you're actually from? Chicago, right? And to do something around violence. Why don't you do that? No, you're too busy making boots to wear, big-ass boots.
White Lives Matter shirts.
White Lives Matter shirts, right? White, not like Stop the Violence in Chicago shirts, White Lives Matter shirts. What's wrong with this dude?
I wonder if him and Lori Lightfoot are going to do something together.
Oh, God. Why do you speak that up?
That's the left. Yeah. Why is the left? I mean, it's so clear who's influencing him. And that's what's so fascinating about this. Like,
what is Lori Lightfoot Democrat or Republican?
She's technically a Democrat, but you can't really tell. Right. For those that don't know, Lori Lightfoot is the current mayor of Chicago and who is a terrible, terrible
person.
Terrible mayor. And so I think, like, this is what's so fascinating about, you know, me sitting on Instagram and, like, watching quote unquote, like, black conscious people, like, embrace Kanye
West. Talk about
West
it. Talk about it, bro.
And kind of embrace these, like, all you Clippers, right? Instagram editors that want to take, like, this 10 seconds is when Kanye was coherent. What about the other hour and a half where the nigga was saying ridiculous shit? Oh, but in this 2 seconds, he was really speaking the truth. And
right.
We need to focus on these 2 seconds right here.
Blind
because, you know, this is why the black conscious and you know, this whole, you know, the man, I got so much to say, man. I'll just say it. Like, first of all, YouTube did not take the Drink Champs interview off the air.
Talk about it. Come on.
YouTube did not do this.
Who did?
Right? A black man.
Not the black man.
A black man.
Not Big Papa Puff.
Yes. Diddy and Revolt took the interview off. And why would they do that? Because in that interview, Kanye West made false statements about the death of George Floyd, and then George Floyd's lawyer, Lee Merritt, comes up and says, hey, yo, we might sue.
Because the family already sued for $245.
Well, no, this was before that.
Oh, this is before that.
So
okay,
when
okay,
Lee
okay.
Merritt, he's sending a signal, hey, this is causing pain. And what did Diddy and all of us just see? We just saw a settlement for $1 billion against Alex Jones. Yeah. For telling lies about victims of violence, about Sandy Hook.
Right.
And they're saying, like, he has to pay that. That you can't file for bankruptcy.
I think it's more wild to me that Alex Jones can pay $900 million. Not the fact that he's been ordered to pay. It's like, I didn't know this nigga had that much fucking money.
But
$900 million?
But he's, that's, you know, he's wild. Saying he can't. Right. We just saw the woman that put out false information about Cardi B. Now she got to pay millions, right? So you're watching.
I love that for Cardi. 100%.
100%. You can't just
just going to slander me and get away with
right.
it.
Right. So the courts are saying you can't just go on YouTube or go on some interview and just say a bunch of lies about people and think it's going to ride. And so then it made sense for them to take the interview down because, you know, Nori would be liable. Diddy would be liable. Revolt would be liable. Yeah. Whoever the parent company Revolt. So this was...
Is that Viacom?
I don't know who it was, but I'm just saying. So it makes sense. So the idea that like, oh, they took it down because of the truth Kanye was saying, that's not why they took it down. It was actually because of the lies Kanye was saying. Mm. And then to say I'm black and I'm conscious, but I don't care about like the suffering. We just had a beautiful exhibit in Pittsburgh called Optic Voices.
Mm-hmm.
And what was so beautiful about this exhibit is it showed us the moms of these these victims of police brutality, right? And the moms came to Pittsburgh and they talked about the deep pain and deep hurt that they had the experience of losing their child, right? And seeing people take their children's name and use it for their benefit while these families are suffering. They have to live with the death of their child, right? And so we wanna embrace Kanye for these 2 seconds that fits our little agenda, right? But don't care about the pain and suffering that George Floyd's family and his children have to go through. But you gonna call yourself black and conscious?
Mm-hmm. Minister Jasiri X, ladies and gentlemen, please. Let's give it up for Minister Jasiri X.
This is crazy, man.
But the fact that Tucker Carlson can do an interview and say, hey, what you're saying is too problematic for me and Fox News.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for Revolt and Drink Champs to be like, hey, we're going to run it. It's okay.
Yep.
We're just going to make him human. It goes to show you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call y'all the weakest link.
I mean.
But it goes to show that there are some black people so invested in continuing on white supremacy
100%.
In order to get that engagement and that financial capital that they're willing to harm other black people. And that's something that I personally have a problem with. I'm not saying like scamming is okay or doing grifting is okay, but why are you hurting your own people
100%.
Who theoretically have the least to give? And it doesn't make sense to me because, like you said, Kanye could have been like a "What About Chicago?"
100%.
Or "Don't Forget About Chicago." Yep. You know, T-shirt,
absolutely,
or something that had his own slogan. But he was like, "Nah, let me go in and incorporate white supremacy into everything I do 100%. Because that's what's going to get me the engagement and the accolades and the investment that I like." And that's what I think we need to also be talking about is how a lot of black people who are trying to build capital for themselves only know how to do it by recreating white supremacy for the
100%. And that's, we've talked about this, particularly like you talked about, like a black men will want to, like, we want that space, right? And that's what I said. Kanye's talked about it. He said, I want to be in the number one power position. I want to be in that position. He wants to be the oppressor. He wants to be the exploiter, right?
Yep.
He wants to be in that position. And it's also this thing, and I want to bring Treble and Farouk in. It's this, our sick fascination with celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Kanye West was not a celebrity, this would have been dismissed as like the ramblings of some YouTube conspiracy theorist, right? Mm-hmm. But because he's right? Because he's somebody that has this celebrity, we want to be close to him. We want to be next to him. He's a celebrity. He got money. And we think that, like, oh, maybe if I keep tweeting support of Kanye West, he not coming to get you no free Yeezys. No. He not coming
well, that's
to put
not
you.
Happening.
I saw a black person. Look, that's what I saw. I saw a black person. And this is somebody I know, I'm not going to call their name out. That's conscious and black, say, I'm about to go to Parler. I'm going to get me a Parler account. And I wanted to say, okay, yeah, go kick some black consciousness over there on Parler, on the Parler app, and see how many times you get called a nigga in the comments, right? See how long
that
takes.
That's going to turn into a lobby on Xbox Live and PS5 real fast. Real fast.
Nigga, fuck you, baby.
But it's like, for real, like, you... Kanye ain't gonna follow you back, homie.
Nah.
When you go to Parler, like, but it's this idea
he
that might, like,
he follows a lot of people on Instagram.
Oh, he does?
He follows like 7,000, 8,000. No, but he follows a lot of my friends.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, a lot of sneaker influencers.
Are they in his DMs?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I honestly do not know. Yeah, yeah. I can't speak for them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Any other comments about
Kanye? I just want to say, like, Ye is like a child who just discovered fire for the first time. And you
after fire had already been discovered for 500 years.
Right, yeah. Mm. But I mean, just like...
But he just discovered it.
He just discovered it for himself to find out, like, oh, I can somewhat manipulate this in my favor, and doesn't care that he burned the house down. He doesn't care that he burned everything around him because he didn't get burnt.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of running wild with all of this, unchecked. And it makes me wonder, like, is he being this boisterous and he's being this brazen because Elon's going to bankroll him?
Right.
Is Trump going to bankroll him? Who is going to financially support him in the wake of all these lawsuits, all these breach of contracts, all these terminations, all these, you know, who? I mean, we know he has money, but like you said before, his status came from his stocks.
It was stocks and Adidas.
Yeah, primarily. That's where the billionaire status came from, right? So now... Who's going to save you?
I mean, and I think, in his mind, he's going to run for president in 2024, and he's going to be the president of, you know, are you voting for Kanye?
Not at all.
if Ye and Trump run together, who?
But, again, like, I think that Kanye has went so far.
Yeah, he couldn't run. There's
that
no
I don't think that even, I mean, supposedly even Trump
yeah,
said,
Trump tried, this
hey, bro,
you
know, Trump, who also made anti-Semitic comments, right?
Yeah.
Trump made some statement about how he felt like the Jewish people don't show him enough love. All I've done for y'all, why don't I get more of y'all support? You know what I'm saying? As if Jewish people owe him some type of solidarity. But even Trump was saying, so like, I don't know. I mean, I think like, where do we go from here? He kind of gave some halfway apology on Piers Morgan's show, you know what I'm saying? But then he was back at it again saying he don't apologize and until these contracts are straight, you know? So now that he doesn't have any contracts, where does
imagine,
that leave him?
Imagine how wild you got to be in 2022 for Trump to be like, yo,
nigga,
you wild. Like,
you need help.
He said he needs help.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Trump saying that to you, I can't fuck with him. He wildin'.
Absolutely.
Like,
that's his statement.
You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ.
But
beyond radioactive.
So my take on this is I appreciate the discourse because this is showing you niggas that Kanye is not your savior.
He is definitely not.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
he made Jesus walks. He's never going to hell.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what value is good art if the artist is saying shit that's hurting your own community?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I like that, like, as we're having this discourse, we're realizing that Kanye is just another human being.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's also going to have people realizing what Pac was trying to say years ago.
Right.
Hold your favorite artist accountable.
Yep.
No matter what level of celebrity they have, that does not make what they're saying okay. That does not make what they're saying right.
Yes.
And they still deserve to be held to the fire when they start saying wild shit like what Kanye's been doing.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's beyond wild at this point because it's violent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, right.
It incites violence.
Right.
And invites violence.
100%. And you know, we're, you know, in a few days, the 4-year anniversary of the Tree of Life massacre.
Right.
That happened in Pittsburgh where, you know, the largest massacre of Jewish people in the history of the United States happened here. And
called that, like, Sandy Hook, like a fake incident?
I haven't heard them say that. I think we're here because we're here. You know, this happened, you know, less than a mile from where I live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's like, so maybe, you know, we're in this, maybe outside of this, maybe they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think, like, so we've seen that. But now here is the question that is being talked about right now, right? Mm-hmm. Particularly amongst black people, right, that are having this conversation that, like, you know, when Kanye said slavery was a choice, like, nobody took his contracts, right?
Yeah.
That when Kanye said White Lives Matter, or he had said something about Harriet Tubman never freed the slave. So people are saying now that, like, why... when Kanye was saying all of this, all these anti-black comments that he didn't get canceled then, why did it take for him to say anti-Semitic comments for him to get canceled? Miracle.
Because when he said slavery was a choice, all you people were out there supporting him and Bye saying, Jesus.
Talk to this nigga right here. Don't saying, listen.
That's his free speech. He's a free
Don't
thinker.
Throw me in that.
I bought Yeezy too after that. No, so that's real.
Y'all just want to keep a free black man down. That's why. That's why he put that Donda
out. Niggas was like, wait. We all liars. People was like, oh, wait a second.
I can separate the art from the artist.
I'm niggas.
I can separate the art from the artist.
That's what we
That's
said.
That's just his thinking process.
Absolutely.
He's just different. That's just
true.
Gay.
True.
He's
true.
Mourning his mother.
Yeah, true. No, you're right.
He done lost his queen too. Like, that's why.
His white Nubian princess.
That's why.
Her life matters. Her
he
white
got
life
the
matters.
Farm in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Because somebody said, like, you know, Kim Kardashian put a statement out yesterday saying hate speech is never okay or excusable. I stand together with Jewish community and call on the terrible violence and hateful rhetoric towards them to come to an immediate end. And the first comment that I saw, somebody said, well, you didn't say shit when Kanye said slavery was a choice.
Mm.
So is it like the
because the Kardashians love their slaves. Mm. That's why.
Correct.
Kanye chose to join that Kardashian
Hey, listen, man.
A lot of people were like, oh. But black people don't care that he's upset. I'm not going to care either.
And that's
again,
true.
There were some
that's
people who spoke out. But the difference is,
yes.
If you look, you had Jewish people who worked for Adidas who were like, listen, employer, you got to do something.
True.
Yeah.
You had conservative Jewish people, liberal Jewish people, Jewish people who ordinarily hate.
Jewish people do
who
not
argue,
fuck around.
Who argue with each other. We're like, oh, no, this anti-Semitism cannot stand. And then they demanded stuff. Not only were they on social media, they were sending screenshots, a screenshot of template letters, emails, the call. Whereas as black people, we're conditioned, I said it on, you know, on social media, we're conditioned to forgive. Like when something happens, the first or second question we're asked is, well, do you forgive the person?
Yeah.
And so we very rarely hold people accountable for the anti-blackness.
100%.
What was a report said that like 85% of all the money people pledged to do racial justice like never got dispersed.
Never
and we
got
were
dispersed.
Like, that's racism.
Yeah.
But other people were like, oh no, run me my money. We're not stopping.
100%.
And a lot of times we separate ourselves because we're like, okay, well, that's a black gay issue. That's a black disabled issue.
True.
That black person made me angry, so I'm not going to go fight for them. And so when we splinter, we lose that power. But the Jewish community came together and said, what you're not going to do is threaten to kill us and then go on multiple interviews
100%.
Justifying harming us and think we're going to be okay with it. And so as black people, when Candace Owens says stuff, maybe we don't share it.
Yeah.
Maybe we report it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe we call for a boycott of sponsors, too.
100%. Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, as a black man, I have to acknowledge that we as black men too often are apologists for people who are abusive, for people who are violent, because we have a certain level of respect for them, right?
Because they made some good albums like a few years ago,
And we think that that level of respect doesn't come with holding their feet to the fire
100%.
When they start doing things that are harmful.
We can't hold their feet to the fire and get Beats and free Yeezys from them. We want, and that's what it is. Like, people wanted to stand next to Kanye, and you know, it's wild because he had made a statement. You know, again, he says the same things over and over when you watch these interviews about he put the red hat on it and it cost him his family. And I was, and it made me think, like, was it worth it?
Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have not put that on and had your family.
Right?
Come on, man. Mental slavery. Kanye chose mental slavery at that point. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, no, so absolutely. So it just is wild to me. But again, that was supposed to be like that was Kanye was going to be right. Slavery is a choice. Kanye is going to be canceled. Now black people rallied to Kanye's side. Kanye put on the hat. Oh, Kanye's going to be canceled. Black people rallied to his side. So you make a great point. Then you can't then turn around and be like, oh, well, why didn't
y'all pay $200 plus for shoes that look like clay cutouts? Play-Doh.
Don't conflate the fact that people buy $200 sneakers for other shit, though.
I'm
like,
not.
Spent $200
but
on
for
other
Yeezys,
things.
Though.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that
but there's
man
other
created
things.
A whole fashion line.
How much did nails cost?
Homeless or unemployed. That's what he literally looked at homeless. unemployed in the prison population and copied their clothes, and y'all pay thousands of dollars for it, number one. Number two, my nails, first of all, you can come from the things that I buy. The things that I buy are not influenced by Kanye, number one.
You don't know that. Now,
I do know that. I've had these nails since I've been 17 years old.
So Ye's been around since you've been 17, influencing fashion and culture.
He was over there arguing with that lady trying to play his mixtape when I was getting my nails done. Number one. Number two, my thing is we can't keep saying, how did we get here? When the reality is, if Kanye drops an album tomorrow, everybody in here is probably going to listen to it, number
Def Con 3.
If he drops a fashion line on Friday, everybody's going to go and buy it. Why?
I don't know. Because we got.
Yes, there's going to be a line because it's history. It's Kanye. Nah. We got to support the man. Free speech.
They trying to cancel him.
Yes, let's be honest.
I don't know.
How when, remember when Chick-fil-A had the boycott and everybody was out here,
the
like,
Lord's chicken.
Buying Chick-fil-A?
The Lord's chicken tastes
the
better because of
biggest day in Chick-fil-A.
I am guilty.
The biggest day in Chick-fil-A history when everybody was like, we got to boycott Chick-fil-A because they're homophobic. When people get canceled,
people eating Chick-fil-A right now.
Yes, yo, I still to this day be like, yo, this racism tastes amazing.
This racism tastes homophobia.
The biggest treat, that's the secret ingredient.
When black men get canceled, everybody runs to them. Think about R. Kelly.
True.
Think about Bill Cosby.
Yeah, all these
people. Like now, we're going to Chrisette Michelle. They think about all the Azalea Banks.
Black women just get thrown to the wolves.
Nah.
Yeah, nah. Now you're right. So is this, you know, coming to you as somebody that has, and I mean I have too. I don't want to just put it all on you. I this got to be it, right? I mean, there's no way he can say, "Oh, now I got some new Yeezys and Cass is going to go buy the new Yeezys," right?
He said something in the Drink Chance interview that was honest, I thought, where he was like, "You know, if you were upset about me putting on the red hat, then that means you cared about me, right?" And I think that there's a huge element of truth in this. Like we cared about Ye, we grew up with Kanye.
Yeah, the soundtrack to our formative years.
Absolutely. And so yeah, you do have an attraction and an admiration for that, and that which makes this departure, this divorce, so much more. It's difficult because it's like you're separating yourself from somebody who really, like you said, laid the foundation for your formative years.
And you're
seeing them go through something that you don't approve of.
Right.
Because you have this nostalgia of like, this is who you used to be. This is who you were to me.
You were calling out the powers that be. You were bringing conscious music.
You were talking about your mom sitting at sit-ins.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? You were talking about all these things. So it was like, so now are you shitting on your mom's legacy? Like,
absolutely, he is.
Absolutely. So, but like, for me, like, yes, you do draw the line. Like, I can't sit here and say, okay, yeah, like, you know, I want new Yeezys. Nah, like, you know, you got to draw the line. And new music, nah. New fashion, nah.
Because
we have to make a stand that's bigger than us. We have to not only hold them accountable, but we also have to protect ourselves and our community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because it's like to give him power.
Right.
Is to really empower these white supremacist statements and ideology that he's delivering.
People will probably argue because this is what, the fourth week we've been talking about this nigga, that we are empowering him.
I mean, true. So now I guess the last question I have is like, so now, when inevitably, when those artists come around Kanye, like, do we also say to hell with them? Do we say like, nah, we can't rock with you either? Trouble?
As an artist and as a teaching artist, there are billions of people in this world creating art.
True.
What I will say is I appreciate the foundation laid by an artist like Kanye, but we can no longer rely on his art to be the voice of our people.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, as a teaching artist, I'm thinking, how can we uplift this new generation with new ideas, with new voices, and fresh perspectives on the world, and help them to shape that in a way that makes them the new greats of the future?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? How do I mold myself as an artist to be everything that I wanted Kanye to be, but better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How can I be that artist for myself? Andre 3000 said, make the music you want to hear. And I feel like as artists, we have to start making the music we want to hear And as people, we have to start contributing to building the world we want to see every single day.
Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, just ironically, to put a kind of a pin to the conversation, you had the two other officers that were involved in the murder of George Floyd, which has been proven, which everybody has seen. One pled guilty and one is trying to avoid trial.
Which is fucking nuts.
Also, in George Floyd's murder, where they're trying to, I think they know if they go to trial to be found guilty, so they're trying to find a way. So, again, it's like, you know, we saw, you know, medical reports. We saw the video. I mean, we watched, you know, all of these things. And whatever alternative history that Kanye, I mean, you could say it, but we have the real facts in front of us. And now, you know, it looks like these officers are going to face some kind of punishment and retribution like they should for this. It was funny because I saw, not funny, but I saw an article that was saying, like, how all these police officers quit the Minneapolis police force. And it was like, well, why did you quit? You know what I'm saying? Did you quit because now you're being held accountable? Like, you can't, like, did you quit out of protest of how George Floyd was treated?
Right.
Or did you quit because, you know, you'll be held accountable if you try to put your hands, you know, on black people? You know what I'm saying? I thought that was a fascinating piece to any comment on that for you guys?
They should not be allowed to just forego the trial.
Yeah.
They should not be. Nah, because then that drops a murder charge. Mm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's manslaughter for them. They were there.
Second degree, I thought.
Yeah, second degree murder. So, I mean, we can't.
Is that the same as manslaughter, Meryl? Second degree? No. Second, because manslaughter is accidental, right?
Usually accidental. Yeah. Different mens rea. I mean, prove a different level of intent.
Okay, yeah.
So, I guess, I mean, you know, we had kind of talked about.
We really spent a lot of time on
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. This kind of took, like, the energy out of the conversation because, like, you know, it's sad, man. It's really, and I don't mean it's sad because I'm mourning for Kanye, but it's just sad that, like, someone, one individual person can create all this chaos and just leave, like, all these other people to pick up these brooms.
Yeah, well, and also it's like, you know, maybe reading books is okay. Like, man, like, if you actually read books.
Butterfly in the sky.
Like, because I think, like, he's, like, listening to people. And
the
he's
wrong
not.
People.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's not, like, willing to put in time to do actual research for himself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for shame on Candace Owens. Like, just shame on you. Shame. Because.
Like the attention. This is so calculated.
It is. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not.
So calculated. Absolutely.
Speaking of attention lovers, I mean, we also have Trump, right? You know, who's very similar. And it's supposedly, like Kanye said, he talked to Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump.
So a couple of things are happening. One, you know, he was subpoenaed.
Miracle.
Testify.
He was subpoenaed
to testify before the January 6th committee.
Is he?
He ain't gonna do it.
Right. And I mean, I don't think they can really do anything. Well, I don't know. You know, Steve Bannon got 4 months
for contempt
for not showing up and for contempt of, you know, for ignoring. So could Donald Trump, you know, with all of these other legal issues, could that? Something happened to him now that he said he was going to speak. I mean, if this is your truth, Donald, if you're the, I mean, you talk about the one of the big, Donald Trump speaking before this would be one of the biggest spectacles we've ever seen. I read something.
That's must-see TV.
Well, I read something that said that he said he would do it if it was broadcasted live.
Yeah, he wants the biggest production out of it possible.
Miracle, is this going to happen? No? Miracle?
You know, I feel like every time y'all ask me the question and I answer no, I should
we don't believe
win.
You.
I don't know. I should win some type of an award.
You should win.
I should win some type of prize. No. And, you know, not to skip ahead, but right. We've already seen that if he appeals his subpoena, he'll be fine. Like
if it goes to the Supreme Court, I mean, we just had Clarence Thomas, which I think was almost like a story that was so, it kind of went under the radar, right? That here is this prosecutor in Atlanta, and you know, I guess she kind of gave the rappers a day off.
Talking about people.
She gave the rappers a day off, and she's also trying to get prosecution around the attempt to steal the Georgia electorate, and that Clarence Thomas blocked Lindsey Graham from being called to testify before a grand jury. Lindsey Graham, who was on record saying he called the Secretary of State in Georgia mm-hmm. about overturning this election on behalf of Donald Trump. And Clarence Thomas, he said, fuck recusing myself.
Man,
I am going to use every power that I can have.
This is the most disgusting abuse of power ever. I mean,
wow.
Like, he just doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I need you to ride for me the way Clarence Thomas rides for these insurrectionists.
Yes.
Then maybe I'll let you claim me. But, like, this is maybe. Possibly not. Not in this lifetime. But the fact that he literally was like, yeah, you admitted to doing this, you know, election interference, but I'm going to protect you. I got you, friend. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Is why I keep saying Trump is not going to go to jail.
Okay.
He's not going to get arrested. He's going to be like, yeah, you subpoenaed me. I'm going to go golfing. They're not going to do anything.
But could also Clarence Thomas be protecting his wife? Because more than likely it's going to come out to his wife called Georgia too.
They all were messed up.
They
were all in cahoots together. It is a conspiracy. And right. if Merrick Garland really wanted to like get his Merrick Garland revenge, like y'all didn't put me on this court on, he really could arrest all of them. And he just refuses to do so. I know they say America will be in chaos, but you know, we're not that great right now. So you might as well just like round everybody up. But listen, y'all did it.
Right.
Admit it. We won't put you in jail. We'll move on. Because I don't foresee Biden allowing any elected official to go to jail behind January 6th.
I don't either. Because I think like they're still in this, that would be too divisive type of thing. But on that note, I mean, because, you know, Rolling Stones produced an article that's like directly, that we could be directly impacted. That Trump plans to challenge the 2022 elections that's coming up November 8th, specifically in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It said the former president is fixated on challenging the results of Pennsylvania's Senate race, which he views as a dress rehearsal for Trump 2024. So here we have, like,
the silhouette of his picture here is wild.
Is wild. But before the election even happens, they're already saying they're going to challenge these results. Of course, we know Mastriano is like a Trump surrogate. And so, like, they're planning the chaos. This is what happens when you don't prosecute these motherfuckers. Like, they're planning the chaos right now.
Facts. And the Trump Stephen Miller organizations have already filed lawsuits at a couple places here. In Pennsylvania, around like the drop boxes and the melon
ballots. Already.
And so that's why we keep trying to tell y'all, please,
wow,
for the love of God, just sign and date the back of your ballot. Just please help us avoid all of this drama. But that's one of the reasons why you're going to see a lot of people doing a lot of voter education and a lot of voter turnout, because nobody wants to deal with these lawsuits. Nobody wants to know for weeks, days, and months who their elected officials are going to be.
Yeah.
And so this is something that's like super important. But it's absolutely ridiculous that we went from saying we are a democracy, everybody gets a say, then to being like, oh my God, we're about to riot because too many black and brown people are getting a say as well.
That's exactly what happened.
At the end of the day, that is what all of this is about. It's about the fact that people got mad that black and brown people turned up in record numbers.
Absolutely.
And began to change a little bit of the power structure.
Yeah.
But due to gerrymandering, the power structure can only move little by little. So there's no reason for people to be acting this way.
And I think, like, supposedly his plan is to focus on Philadelphia again. It's like you're trying to basically say, like, we're criminally doing something wrong. Remember, in California, he was, like, 300 million illegals. He just kept raising the number up and up again, voted in California, which, you know, is entirely a baseless argument. But they know that you can just keep saying something over and over and over. Yeah. I mean, we just saw this clip, right, that you had, Farouk, of, like, Trump voters in Pittsburgh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of surprised
Well,
the second largest swath of conservative voters in Pennsylvania. Right. Here in but Allegheny it's like, County.
I would think they would try to get at least one token black person on the panel.
Not at all.
There's not one. You can get one. You can find somebody.
Or
but
someone
no.
who's like kind of articulate. And
oh, no. There was no articulate about. People on this panel whatsoever. But they were talking about January 6th. Of course, you know, our Republican candidate for governor, Mastriano, was at January 6th. And so they're asking them,
I
like,
wonder if he went in his Confederate uniform. Like, I wonder if that's how he pulled up. Like,
that would be on brand.
I'm about to sit on these niggas with this shit, man. They ain't ready for this. They ain't ready for this gray drip.
Hey, yo, if Mastriano show up in a White Lives Matter shirt, man. One of these people are going to do that.
Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas. And
he about to buy the whole wardrobe for Jenae.
Right.
He about to have her dripped out.
Because he can go out like Kanye. Like, remember Kanye was like, my white wife's life matters.
Clarence,
you know,
be like, me too, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
Me too.
So can you play a little bit of the clip of
man.
Pittsburgh Trump voters talking about January 6th?
Before I play this, I urge everybody to watch this full 7-minute clip because yes. these niggas madness. Say some fucking wild shit, man.
Madness.
Madness. Like a proper madness. But yes. here we go.
Are you playing it?
Yeah, you can't hear it?
I can't hear a single...
Which area? Because I saw a video where Capitol officers yes. were taking away barriers and unlocking
doors.
People. So, yeah. I mean...
At least that was a conspiracy.
So it shouldn't be disqualifying for an elected official if they participated in January 6th?
He didn't strike anybody. He didn't hurt anybody.
And the only one that died was a protester there, not a Capitol police
officer. An unarmed female veteran.
That's the only one that died.
That's the only one who died.
A police officer did die.
No, it was a stroke.
That's not on site. That's because right. he shouldn't have been a police officer.
So what do you make, though, overall of January 6th? I mean, it was watching that footage. It was pretty and disturbing.
Blue Lives Matter really don't matter.
That's what I'm saying. Blue Lives Matter.
It wasn't on site.
This lady's on here in a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey. The Pens should issue a statement.
100%.
The Pens should definitely issue a statement 100%. Like, yo, listen, this lady does not represent the views of our organization.
Yeah.
She is not welcome at the game, something.
Yeah.
I said, why are you see, now y'all understand why I say you don't want people to claim you.
They're going to embarrass you. Come on, man.
They're going to embarrass you.
Yo, imagine one of them had a One Hood shirt
on. Oh, my God. Hey, we definitely suing. We are definitely suing. We have our sister coming for our One Hood Select tomorrow.
Jackie Walker.
Yeah, Jack. We calling Jackie immediately.
I had some attention called on my One Hood shirt this weekend.
Oh, you positively though, right?
It was
right.
positive. It was awkward, but it was positive.
Yes, it was positive.
It was positive.
But I think like what happens, bro, is like their proof that you can just say a lie over and over and over again. Knowing it's a lie, and they'll just repeat it and buy it, right?
They said nobody died.
Yeah.
Except for that brave veteran.
She was unarmed. Well, maybe.
She was trying
to break into the place where all the Congress people were.
The justification for them is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but Trayvon was a thug.
Come on, right. you know Tamir Rice like, deserved
right,
to die.
Right,
Antoine
George
was
Floyd
a thug.
Was a thug. He's you know,
Philando Castile should have complied more.
That'd be the thing. And those are the questions. But I think like what happens is, like you said, like they'll just tell false truths, and they know they have a group of people that whatever they say, whatever documentary they put out, they'll watch it and they'll believe it over like the real facts. I mean, you just had a debate yesterday. For the Florida governor, mm-hmm. where Ron DeSantis actually says,
"Wait! Don't tell him what he said. Don't tell. Let me.
Ron DeSantis, you're king, right? This is the guy that
Tom Brady's
like,
king,
right? Right. Uh-oh. Tom Brady's been texting, and Elon Musk supports, and you know Jeffrey Yass, the richest man in Pennsylvania, he supports, and all these people are like, oh well, he's not like Trump. You know what I'm saying? He's just as racist and just as white supremacist. You probably can control him better than Trump, but." This is
until he gets into Oval Office and then this nigga's like, you know what? Yeah, all right. So this is Ron DeSantis, Tom Brady's president, talking about America.
Tom Brady's president.
The creation of America. Here we go.
But it actually, if you look around the country, they do have programs, unfortunately. Well, they will take a student, look at their race, say, okay, you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're black, you're oppressed. And think about what that does to a 6 or 7 year old kid. That's wrong. You're seeing that. You have people that are teaching, and actually his running mate has said this in the past, that teaching the United States was built on stolen land. That is inappropriate for our schools. It's not true. And I'm happy. It actually, if you look around the country.
So,
Ron.
So.
When those Florida forefathers that were you know criminals that they sent over here, right? Who was on that land,
right?
Ron, was it?
What was the United? Who was the United States at that point? There was no United States at that point.
No. That
you,
was like
you had people living here.
People lived there, Ron.
People like, were here.
Maybe you might know them. Like there's a football team. Called the Florida State Seminoles, and you do a crazy disrespectful call every time they're good, right?
I have a question, and this is like for Miracle. Legally, is there a difference between theft and robbery? Mm-hmm. So,
one is armed, the other isn't.
Legally, maybe Ron DeSantis isn't wrong. It's not stolen land, it's robbed.
Theft, it's thieved. Wait, which one is the gun?
Oh, the violence.
Robbery comes with violence.
Okay, so it wasn't stolen. It was
like theft by taking, theft by receiving, theft by deception.
Well, I mean, but that, I think that, you know, this is part of that. And you know, I guess this is the clip show, the clip time, right? Because it's this thing of like this, you know, kind of. And it's wild because, you know, these are where Kanye's comments kind of fit into this, right? This Christian white nationalist ideology of like, so in their mind, like, we didn't steal this land. Like, God entitled this to us, right? That we're the white people.
We civilized these savages.
Right, we're the Christians. We came with Jesus. I'll never forget being at a reservation in upstate New York. And I was with a group of black people, and the chief and it was the Onondaga Nation, and they were going in on Christianity, and most of the black people there were Christians, right? You know what I'm saying? There were some pastors or different things that I just remember the dude was like, came up and he was like, you know, we're not doing this to like try to like mock you or disrespect, you know, what you believe, but they gave us the Bible and they took our land. Like, this is what they did to us.
Yes, yes.
And so we're just kind of explaining our history and how it went down. But in their minds, like, they're right because they're with Jesus, regardless of if you like, what's her name? Green?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie.
MTG.
Regardless if you like, you can get a divorce. You can cheat on your husband. You can, but you're the white Christian.
Is she cheating on her husband?
And that's what they say.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. Allegedly. We don't want to get sued. Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. But in their mind, like, oh, but anything else is like, that's not Christian. That's not of Jesus. But they believe like they're entitled to this.
Yeah.
And they're entitled to this. And so when they threaten people, like, you know, Marjorie Greene just threatened, you know, Biden and the Democrats, and we're going to wage war and we're going to cause a revolution, it's not met with the same response as if a black person stands up and say, we want revolution.
No.
And then the whole force of the federal government comes down on us, and we saw that take place.
Did you see that the FBI was investigating Aretha Franklin for 40 years?
Yes.
Mm. Why?
Because Aretha Franklin was somebody that was connected to these movements for struggle.
Yeah.
That was so powerful about that Rosa Parks documentary,
The
Rebellious Life of Rosa Parks, which I asked people to see.
I saw Peacock Now, Large Up Soledad O'Brien.
Yeah. I mean, and it was like because, you know, to be conscious at that time meant you were connected to the movement. Aretha Franklin was using her celebrity to raise money for some of these movements. And remember, they looked at Dr. Martin Luther King as a radical.
Yeah.
They didn't look at Dr. King like somebody that, oh, he just wants to bring black and white people together. He's nonviolent. They saw him as a radical, and they saw him as a threat to white supremacist patriarchal culture, particularly when he started talking about the military and how, you know, we shouldn't as black people be a part of the military domination of people of color throughout the world. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that's, you know, so I don't know if you wanted to play Marjorie's clip as well, but it's just wild to me how, like, when white people make these totally untrue statements or totally threatening statements, you know, Trump just called for a death wish on, what was my man's name? McConnell.
Yeah,
and
Mitch
it's
McConnell.
Like, it's not, it's news for like 30 seconds and then it goes away.
Ironically, this clip is 30 seconds. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene not only threatening violence, but threatening violence against the president, which is, I mean, wow. just to be white for a day.
Because we are going to be leading a revolution in Congress, and that is to put a referendum on the Democrat Party, a referendum through investigations and accountability. Joe Biden and his family will be a top target, and so will the CDC, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, Homeland Security, and many other federal government entities that have abused power and have done so much damage to our country. And it's time to start, starting in January.
You know,
it's long. Like, yo,
well, they have the trial to, like, I don't know what they're going to accuse her of doing.
Her mouth?
Press conferences.
Oh, my God.
She just likes to admit everything.
Yeah, she
does.
Yeah.
You can't say nothing about rappers snitching on themselves and records of Marjorie Taylor Greene is laying the foundation.
This is our plan. This is our target. This is what we're going to do.
Miracle, then the other rumor is that Trump is looking at her as a possible running mate, like his vice presidential candidate. So imagine saying all of this.
He handpicked Herschel Walker to run for Georgia Senate. He is capable of doing any and everything.
100%. But just like you said, here's somebody that is clearly, like, basically they're on video saying, like, yo, we just met about January 6th. Oh, it's going to be live. We about to get it popping. She's on video saying all of these things. You know, she admitted on one hand, she said, you know, I guess she said under oath, like, she didn't make any statements after the election questioning Biden's legitimacy, and now there's text messages of her basically doing that very thing. Like, again, there's mad. I'm back here looking, and I'm seeing, like, mad black people incarcerated over nothing.
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Nothing. Like, we say a little bit of things, and now all the cops is at our house, and these white people are saying wild, threatening, and nothing happens. Nothing happens.
No.
So you then embolden them to say even more wild stuff. And it's like, it's not even a question of, is there going to be another January 6th moment? Already know there is.
It's just when.
Know they're getting ready for that. And it seems like nobody is taking it seriously. Mm. Or am I tripping?
No, you're not, because, you know, they told us the 6th of January is going to happen.
Yeah, they did.
They said, hey, listen, we're not coming down here to hold hands.
Nope. Yep.
We coming down here to shit on the wall.
We made it like four episodes.
They talked about that in the Pittsburgh thing.
I was so mad.
The lady was like, there was excrement on the walls. Yeah. Like, they shit on the walls, bro.
And it's
trouble.
Trouble. Season two. We have grown.
Next level shit, man. We're at episode 99.
But you also
I refuse for us to go back.
Nothing like shit.
Stop it.
But what's also wild is you had a dude come out and say his only regret that they didn't have rifles there. I mean,
I didn't get another order of cheesy potatoes from Taco Bell before I get there.
Oh, man.
I look at me, Farouk. Farouk, look at me.
I only had two chalupas that I should have had.
Farouk Al-Sayed. You stop it right now.
I just want to know the technique. Like, did you bend over and just spray the wall like a skull?
We're not doing this. We are not going back.
Oh, my God.
We are growing. We are moving forward.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, something was moving, all right.
That was
called bowel movement. They shit on the walls, man. They were shitting on the walls.
So good.
Of the Capitol.
This isn't a fucking frat house. This wasn't a Target, right?
Yes, it was. Yes,
it was. Oh, wow.
You know what?
We need to have a compilation put together. Of all the times.
Please, oh, man.
Please.
Oh,
no.
My God. Shit on the walls, man.
Oh, you cannot do. No, because that one episode almost ruined it. Absolutely not.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So I think we're at the end.
Praise the Lord.
Are we going into our white pages? Who wants to talk about this book?
I don't even think anyone wants to be associated.
Nobody wants to be associated with us now. Yes, they talked about my book, but it was right after. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I think we have some events happening this week. Let's go to our events.
Domino Baguinas Blancas.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're going to. I didn't even know what that meant. Yeah. Talk about that book, brother.
Love from Black Men to Black Women, Poetry and Prose, edited by Frances J. Barnes. She's from The Hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
She
is from the Hill District,
the historical Hill District in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Frances Johnson Barnes describes herself as simply a child of the universe, a citizen of the world, and often. Remember when Mos Def described himself as a citizen of the world?
Yeah.
And he got deported.
He got the world passport. Yeah. He was like, but that's ill. Like, yo, but I can go anywhere I want.
There's a lot of countries that do accept the world passport.
I like that. Yeah. I'm going to have to get one.
But this is a collection of poetries of love from Black Men to Black Women, and this is something that I would like to read because niggas love love, man.
Yeah,
facts.
Niggas love love. Niggas love sentiment, and niggas love Black women, man. I love Black women.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Preface: I love you, Black women, from the days of slavery and the emancipation to the present days of liberation. Wow. From the simple language of plantation folk songs to the sophisticated free verse of the 70s. Over the years, Black men have written words of praise, love, admiration, and respect to their women.
Wow,
I like that.
Absolutely.
That's
shout
the preface.
Out.
Wow, that's the preface? Come on.
Shout out to Frances. And yes, we have some events coming up.
Hold on. Before we say that.
Yes.
What episode is this miracle?
Oh, yeah.
This is number 99.
99.
We about to hit 100 episodes of This Week in White Supremacy.
We made it this far.
Next week, without being canceled.
Yes.
We made it this far. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Yes. We made it.
God did.
100. God, they didn't believe in us.
God did.
No.
God did.
No.
God did.
No.
God did it.
100 episodes? Still.
Man.
Still.
I don't know if we're going to make it to 100.
100. Still. We still here? Still.
Yeah.
They shitting on the walls? Still.
No, they're not.
So.
Next week. Will be our 100th episode of This Week and Shitting on the Walls.
Come on, bro. Stop. And so we're going to have people come out.
Yes.
If you want to see this chaos in person.
Yes. Yeah. If you want to watch it in
this
person.
This beautiful train wreck.
You're going to be able to come here next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Yes.
That's
You just... You gonna cancel us on the last, on the 99 miracle? Miracle don't want to come to work. You don't want to come to work next Tuesday, Miracle.
What?
That was.
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
You can't say. I've never said that.
Actual sentence.
That is a sentence.
We will see you next Tuesday.
We will. No, no pun or acronym intended.
Maybe.
And so we're gonna put the information out there. Yeah, you will be able to come see it live in person.
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of our 100th show, we'll also have some special things happening on that day. So be on the lookout for the flyer for that. And that'll be next Tuesday. This Thursday, we have People Power and Politics.
People Power and Politics with
Lupe Fiasco.
There's a lot of alliteration in
that. Yeah, Lupe Fiasco will be coming to Pittsburgh this Thursday. We'll be having a conversation with him, one of the most prolific artists of our time.
Yeah, a proper poet laureate.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And a very polarizing poet.
100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. And so,
to add more alliteration.
If you want to come out, so we have that information online. Registration's only $20. I believe there's only about maybe 15 seats left. So, if you want to be a part of it, if you want to come see it, like, get it now, and because we don't have that much space left. And the 28th, we have a lunch and learn.
Yeah, we have, which I don't know anything about.
Well, it's going to be right here. So Lupe will be at the Black Box, our space at 460 Melwood Avenue. The lunch and learn the next day will be also at the Black Box. It's about, really, it's a group of pastors and religious people that are traveling the country, pushing back on white nationalist ideology. They will be here. We'll be having a conversation about how we can use our collective power to push back against this white nationalist ideology that we've seen lead to violence here in Pittsburgh. That'll be October 28th, right here at the Black Box. We also have information on that from One Hood.
And also have Ask a Black Lawyer on Wednesday. I'm talking about
tomorrow.
Lies. Talk on Thursday.
Okay.
We'll have Ask a Black Lawyer on Thursday. Not Wednesday, but on Thursday. I'm talking about corporate law, big law, and navigating legal processes. So tune in on Wednesday.
Yes.
And I feel like now it's time to get your bell on.
Yeah.
Get your vote on.
Oh, we also have to do a very large up because today, even though you will be hearing this tomorrow, today, the 25th of October, Miss Michelle's birthday.
Yes.
We got a large up.
Hey.
Large up, Miss Michelle Kenny. We love you.
Michelle
more
Kenny.
Life to the queen.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
More success, more prosperity. We love you.
Absolutely. Appreciate her great work. And is that it?
Yeah, man.
I mean,
hungry.
I'm sure there's mad other
food.
Stuff happening. So just follow One Hood. We're going to have more
stay safe out in these streets, man.
More stuff coming. Yes, yes.
Please
and if you
wash your hands, wear your mask.
Yes. Be careful out there. So
take your vitamins.
Yes.
Say your prayers and look both ways before you cross the street.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
So Trouble said, go touch grass.
Why? I mean, get that dopamine.
Yeah, get into the nature, brother.
We're in fall where the sun is out for much shorter.
Yes, so get your vitamin D on, too.
Yeah. So what's the grass up to?
Go outside.
Earthing.
Ground yourself
with the earth.
Okay.
Brother.
All right.
They put out a post on social media to remind you to go outside.
Yeah, touching grass is just like a euphemism for going outside?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like touching road. Like you're on a road. Okay, okay. Yeah, I got you. Okay, I got you. Because
how else are you going to touch grass unless you're going in the crib? Huh? Never mind.
So anyway, with that being said.
Did I miss something?
Next week is 100.
Yeah.
So next week, we make history here at This Week in White Supremacy. See y'all next week.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. They suck the blood of your power and the wicked mouth. The last gasp of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house, where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
That's the essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.